LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Mark Bills. We're going to have a fascinating talk on the blood moon. And certainly, what is their prophetic significance? Is something big afoot, or is this simply something else that we talk about and nothing is going to happen? Well, certainly, our guest has certainly studied this. He's written a book on it. It'll be out here in couple of weeks, as will a DVD. What is the significance of a blood moon? What is a blood moon? And why should we all be concerned that something big may be imminent? Mark, you go ahead and pick up this story.
Well, hi. Thank you so much, Dr. Stan, for having me on your program.
You go right ahead there.
Sure. I think that everyone, all your listeners, know that something is afoot, so to speak. We know that, as it says in the Gospels, that when the Messiah is coming, there's going to be all kinds of signs. There's going to be earthquakes and famine and drought. Also, you know, a lot of the prophecies will be fulfilled with Israel becoming a nation, Israel recapturing Jerusalem. I think everyone knows we live in prophetic times. And I think these four blood moons on Passover and Sukkot, that they are just more sign markers that God is about to intervene in human history.
And I think this is really what's so significant. I mean, most of us live in a physical world. We see what's going on politically. We see the two-party system that we have. We hear of wars, rumors of wars. But, of course, most people don't look at what's going on from a spiritual point of view. Is there a supernatural intelligence out there? Are there a number of supernatural forces at work that are influencing the unfolding of events? And of course, the whole idea is certainly that blood moons, actually the special situation that develops certainly when you see an eclipse of the moon, but it doesn't occur that often, especially the blood moons, and when they occur on Jewish holidays, high holidays, and not one, not two, not three, but four over a two-year period. This has happened very, very rarely in the history. When was the last time this happened, Mark?
Right. To have four blood moons in a row falling on the feast days, it's only happened eight times in the last 2,000 years. And then, of course, the last two, pardon me?
Go right ahead.
Well, I was just going to say it only happened eight times the last 2,000 years. And then, of course, the last two times it fell on when Israel became a nation right at that time. And the same thing when they captured Jerusalem. And according to NASA, there's only a total lunar eclipse every couple of years. So to have four within 2 years is truly off the charts statistically. And then to have them fall on the feast days as well. Come on.
So basically, when are the blood moons coming? And then, of course, what do you see as their significance? When are they coming?
Okay, sure. The first one is going to be coming this April 15th, then on Passover. And then the next one is October 8th of this year on the Feast of Tabernacles. And then again next year, you have a total solar eclipse on the 1st of Nisan, followed 2 weeks later by a total lunar eclipse on April 4th, which is Passover, followed by another solar eclipse on Rosh Hashanah, followed by the super blood moon on September 28th, which is Tabernacles. And I think the spiritual significance, or the pattern that we've seen, is I think there's a good chance sometime over the next 2 years we'll see a biblically prophetic war involving Israel. I also see the potential of a global economic collapse.
And I think these things are real. The thing is, are they going to occur spontaneously? Or certainly is God going to bring them about? Certainly God could bring these things about. And if you really believe in the God of the universe, you realize that he certainly, I think, is going to do something to try to get our attention. Certainly we live in a wonderful utopian world. We're having a little bad weather now, but we sort of shrug our shoulders. And well, those things happen, well, because I think it happens, happening because of what's going on the sun right now. The sun has been more or less dormant. It should be a time when we're having all sorts of great solar flares, and we just haven't had them. They keep saying that they're going to be coming back, and maybe they are coming back. But right now, we're experiencing terrible weather. Is this happening by accident? We haven't had a situation like we're having today for 50 years or more. Is this having to do with God, or is this just by accident? But what do these blood moons foretell? Would you like to just talk about the other blood moons? You mentioned that there was a blood moon at the time. How close was the blood moon that occurred in 1948 to the date when Israel...
Sure. Israel becomes a nation in May of 1948. And then right after that, 2 years in a row, you have these blood moons on Passover and Sukkot. And then right after that, in 1967, you have the first blood moon, you know, in April. And then in June, you have the Six-Day War. And they recapture Jerusalem, you know, and then they're followed again by three more blood moons. And the time before 48 was 1492, this is when all the Jews were kicked out of Spain and Portugal in 1493, and you have these sets of blood moons. So what I really see is God is trying to tell us, because of Genesis 1:14, he created the sun and the moon to send signals on his feast days. And so to me, it's only logical. How could you not believe that? Even Jesus in the Gospels in Luke 21:25 says there will be signs in the suns and the moon. So if God created them for that reason, Jesus said they will be there for that reason, and then we have them happening in 2014 and 2015, I think we need to be listening. I think God is trying to get everyone's attention, because between these eclipses, every one of them will be seen from around the world in different locations. So God is, he doesn't just love Israel, he loves all the world. So not all the blood moons are seen in Israel. They're seen from places all over the world over the 2 years, with the culminating one being the super blood moon seen in Jerusalem on Tabernacles.
And that is going to be next year.
Yes, next year, right.
All right, and so it's going to be seen in Israel, and is that... What in September, is it October?
September 28th.
Of next year,
of 2015. And what's amazing is it will be a super blood moon, where the moon will be at its closest point to Earth for the entire year. It's a full moon. It's a total lunar eclipse. It's seen in Israel, and it's seen on the Feast of Sukkot when all the Jews are outside in their sukkahs. I mean, the statistics are just off the chart for this. So I think God just really wants our attention.
If you have a question, 877-25.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. Fort Collins Radiator Shop wants to remind you that drinking and driving should never be combined. There will be many opportunities to drink during the holiday season. Plan ahead. If you're going to drink, don't drive. This message is brought to you by Fort Collins Radiator Shop at 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, call 482-6783. They have over 47 years of experience. They're family owned and operated, and they're on the air because they care.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest Mark Field. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. How did you happen to learn about this, to study this? What motivated you actually to put this all together and to write a book on it?
Yeah, well, thanks. I was looking at the internet, and I saw back in 2008 this beautiful total lunar eclipse over the Temple Mount. And I got to thinking about, you know, what it says in Isaiah, it says in Joel, it says in the Gospels, it says in Revelation how the moon will turn to blood and the sun to sackcloth. And I just saw the stark beauty of this. And so I went to NASA's website because NASA has 5,000 years of recorded eclipses. Because God created everything scientifically, we're able to know exactly when eclipses will occur over, you know, about an eternity, you know, as long as the sun and the moon are there. God placed them as exact time markers to determine the dates and the seasons and the years. So I went and I noticed in 2014 and 2015 how they fell, you know, in April, September, March, September, and I got to thinking, you know, wow, that's fascinating that there were these four in a row. And one night, I got up and I just started praying, and this thought came to me, I need to put these on the biblical calendar to see how they relate. And lo and behold, I did, and I see they fall on Passover and Sukkot, you know, because I'm looking at the biblical months, not April and September. And so then I just, oh my gosh, it just really rocked my boat. And so I went back and I wanted to see about if there were any solar eclipses. And sure enough, there's a total solar eclipse on Nisan 1 in 2015. There's the partial solar eclipse on Rosh Hashanah. So I'm thinking, wow, how often does this happen? And when I started going back, and then I saw they happened, you know, in 67 and 49, I just was in shock. And I thought, oh, my goodness, I've got to get this out. But I found this in 2008, and I spoke about it. And then all of a sudden, four or five people started writing books about it. And a publisher came to me and said, hey, you need to get this information out. You know it better than anybody else. So I decided we have a book and a film both coming out here in about 2 weeks.
And I hope we'll get some and we can talk about it further. But I think that people really need to be aware. I believe we're living in prophetic times. I mean, remember, Israel didn't exist until 1948. I mean, Israel certainly had been destroyed as a nation. What other nation has ever been reconstituted? And of course, we can give all the reasons why it was reconstituted and the evil people who were behind it, and I have no question that's true. That really goes very much to the Holocaust, the fact that because of this terrible, terrible situation, why, of course, the Jewish people all over the world had a feeling they needed a nation they could be their own, they could go to. And today, even today, with Israel is facing the threat of war, and it's a very real threat. Almost 200,000 missiles aimed at that little country of Israel. And yet, of course, Jews from all over the world are still moving to Israel. And it doesn't make sense. But then there are a lot of things going on today that don't make sense. And unless you understand that there really is a supernatural world, there is a God who is directing the course of things and motivating people to do things that are totally illogical, why it's difficult to make any logical sense out of what's going on today. Well, certainly, as you talk to people about the blood moon, what sort of response are you getting from Christians? And what about from non-Christians? Do they put any credence in this?
I'm getting a great response from Christians all over the world. I'm getting great responses now from Jews all over the world. I had a rabbi just talk to me on the phone yesterday from Israel. He wants me to give him more information. He wants to spread the news over there in Israel. I don't know how anyone, in my book, I answer some of the naysayers' questions, but a lot of them, they're way off track. I mean, how can you say God is not using the sun and the moon for signs when he said that's what he created them for? And so, to me, I'm not saying anything's going to happen on that, those specific days. I'm just saying these are like parenthetical markers that there's a good chance something will happen over the next few years. But as you so often say, Dr. Stan, I think it's so good, we have to look at the spiritual forces behind these things. Because this calendar, God's calendar, is so significant. I mean, people are being killed over a calendar. Over 2,000 years ago, during the time of Hanukkah, Antiochus Epiphanes, the fourth, threatened the Jewish people with death if they kept the calendar. And then the same thing with early Christianity and in Rome. They threatened the Jews with death if they continued to cite the new moon or keep the calendar. Even in this last century, communist Russia was threatening the Jews with death if they kept the calendar. Because the thing is this, the devil knows that he doesn't want God's people on God's calendar or they'll miss the divine appointments.
Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. If you're out there, you have a question or comment, why give us a call? But of course, our guest today is Mark Milton. We're talking about the blood moons that are coming up here. There'll be one on April 15th. There'll be another certainly in September of this year. And then there'll be it'll be April the 14th next year. Or is it April 4th next year?
Next year, yes, you're right. It's April 4th.
And basically, so Passover comes at different days. On our calendar, but the God's calendar is there, and of course, the specific days laid out, you know, hundreds of years ago when Passover would occur. And it just, so there is going to be a blood moon on that day. Now, is something going to happen that day or shortly thereafter? We're just going to have to wait and see, but certainly, God, I think, is focusing our attention on the heavens at this time for a purpose. And so basically, what sort of things are you thinking might occur? Any idea?
Well, I really, sometime over the next 2 years, I think you're going to see a biblically prophetic war involving Israel. I mean, the Isaiah 17 war hasn't taken place where Damascus is destroyed. The Psalm 83 war, the Gog-Magog war. But going back for a second, the importance of being on this calendar, I think all Christians know that Jesus died on Passover, and he rose on first fruits. But here's the problem. Much of Christianity has been on the wrong calendar because they're based on the one that's only based on the sun, not the sun and the moon. And so, for example, 2 years from now, Easter, or the resurrection, is being celebrated a month before Passover. So how do you celebrate his resurrection a month before he dies? And this just goes back to the anti-Semitism from the third century. And so I'm all for celebrating the resurrection, but we ought to do it after he dies, not before he dies.
Amen to that. Basically, there are lots of strange things going on in the world today, which we find it difficult to explain, but of course, if you recognize that God's hand is really in things that are taking place, why it all becomes much more logical. And certainly the fact that we will have four blood moons on Jewish high days. I mean, this is the significant thing. And of course, the last one will be seen in Israel. Certainly sometimes you don't see a blood moon. It's not seen all over the world. The one that's coming up on April 15th will be seen here in the United States. And that'll be seen, what, throughout the Pacific region?
Australia, Pacific, and the Americas. And then the one this October adds Asia as well.
And then, of course, the last one next year will actually be seen.
Yes, that's going to be not only the Americas, the Pacific, but Europe, West Asia, you know, the Middle East. Yeah.
So if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524. 7524. This is a fascinating subject. A little off of what we usually talk about, and yet, of course, there is some reason. God doesn't make mistakes when these things happen. Now, how many times over the last 2,000 years have there been four blood moons on Jewish holidays?
Yeah, it only has happened eight times. Eight times, and that is all. And the amazing thing is not just the four blood moons, but eclipses in general, because God said he gave the sun and the moon for signs, not just total lunar or total solar, I mean, because in 70 AD, at the destruction of the temple, there were eclipses all over the holidays in 69 AD, 70 AD, 71 AD, and then the same thing when the Messiah died in 32 and 33 AD, there were total and partial solar lunar eclipses all over the Jewish biblical holidays in 32 and 33 AD as well.
And so basically this was God drawing people's attention, but people weren't, of course, putting it all together. They did not have the knowledge, the background. I mean, they said they didn't have the historical record that we have as to the relationship between blood moons and momentous occurrences that would change the course of the world. In fact, that they were having these series of blood moons at the time when Jesus was crucified has significance to Christians today that certainly nobody 2,000 years ago would even have thought of. And I think Mark has done a good job of putting this all together. Again, our number is 877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment, give us a call, and certainly like to get your thoughts on this. But the book will be out. Certainly there have been several books that have been published, but Mark was the one who came up with this initially, and so basically we're looking forward to his book. It'll be available in a couple of weeks, the DVD. What do you have on the DVD, Mark?
Sure. The DVD and the book are kind of different because one has a lot more materials than the other, and the other one goes into other things. But the DVD is just incredible, the graphics, the cinematography, and we go through all of the eclipses. We talk. We have footage from the Israeli war in 48, footage from the Israeli war in 67. But it's just incredible laying out the details of the science behind all of this. It's
all
a great
right.
film. And in the book, I go into more replacement theology and how we got off of the calendar, and I answer a lot of the objections people have, and I go through the science of all of the signs. So it's a little more detailed.
And basically, of course, people don't understand that we are on a different calendar than the Jewish people are on.
Exactly, Dr. Stan, exactly. We're on a regular old earthly calendar that the pagan Roman ruler, Julius Caesar, founded. It's called the Julian calendar, and then Pope Gregory modified it, but it's based totally on the sun. And the church's calendar has always been using the solar calendar, not the biblical calendar. So that's why we need to get back on it.
Amen. Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. If you're out there, if you have a question, comment. But certainly this would suggest that some very, very significant things are going to happen over this next two-year period. And as they say, the first of Passover is on April 15th on Tax Day. And, of course, then there are going to be the four blood moons and one solar eclipse. Or is there more than one solar eclipse?
Yeah, there's a total solar eclipse on the first day of the religious calendar, which was the grand opening ceremony of Moses' tabernacle, the fire falls from heaven. And then there's another solar eclipse on Rosh Hashanah, or the Feast of Trumpets, just before the super blood moon.
And the solar eclipse is different than the lunar eclipse. The most significant thing would appear to be the pattern of lunar eclipses, and the fact we're going to have four of them, each one on a Jewish holiday here. And basically, how often do a lunar eclipses occur every year, ordinarily, not necessarily on Jewish holy days, but just how often do they occur?
Excellent question, because that way we know what the odds or the statistics are. Well, according to NASA, there's been 12,000 lunar eclipses over a 5,000-year period. But of these 12,000 lunar eclipses, only about 4,000 have been total lunar eclipses. So if you look at 4,000 lunar eclipses over a 5,000-year period, that means they don't even happen once a year.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to
its owner, remember to hire smart and bet on a vet. This reminder from DRM Real Estate Advisors in Windsor, reminding all of us that our freedom has never been free.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Mark. Mark, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and your ministry?
Yes, I sure would. Thank you, Dr. Stan. They can Google our website. It's elshaddaiministries.us. Or they can simply put in my name in Google, Mark Biltz, and it'll take them to El Shaddai Ministries website. And there they can get a calendar, as well, that intertwines our current calendar with the biblical calendar.
Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. And we do have a caller. Who's calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Ann again, and I'm calling in because there is an urgent Senate hearing this morning at 10 o'clock at the Colorado State Capitol, and it is about election fraud that will happen en masse. It's House Bill 1164, and everybody in Colorado could call two particular senators, and I'd like to give their phone number so that, and also to call the government, to governor, Mr. Hickenlooper, say no to Bill HB 1164. So if people have their pen and paper, the first person is Cherry John, and it's J-A-H-N, and her phone number is 303-866-4856 or 303-424-0086. The other one is Lois P. Top Truck. And her phone number, Lois's number, is 303-866-4863. And the other one for her phone number is 303-469-9217. At 10 o'clock in the morning, they will take away, they will totally in mass be able to do voter fraud at special elections. The Secretary of State has no control over any of the, of how an election can be handled. And something that's happening in Denver can be voted on in Pueblo. And you, it is so horrendous, this 1164. And they've just clamped down. We were supposed to have three days to refute this, and now they're doing it today at 10 in the morning. So please, everybody in Colorado, whether you're Democrat or Republican, make sure you call. And you can go to, if you go to leg.state.co.us, you'll get the information on Lois Toptrock and Cherry John, or J-A-H-N, however you say that. Thank you for letting me interrupt, but this is critical. Okay.
All right, fine. Thank you for calling. Again, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We're talking certainly about the blood moons that are coming. They've been foretold that this is all following a plan that laid out. And of course, they go back and they can actually tell you when all of these blood moons took place. But the fact that we have about one blood moon a year, and here we're in 2 years, we're going to have four blood moons, but each one is going to be on a Jewish holiday, a high holiday. What are the chances that would simply happen by accident?
Right, exactly. According to NASA's website, from 2000 BC to 3000 AD, you know, 5,000 years, there are 12,000 eclipses, okay? And they average about 2.4 eclipses a year. But over a period of 5,000 years, there's going to be 3,479 total lunar eclipses. So here we have, over 5,000 years, only 3,500 total lunar eclipses, which means you only have a total lunar eclipse about every 1.5 years. Okay, that'd be 2 every 3 years. So here we have 4 in 2 years. So this tells you statistically that it's off the charts. And then to have them, as you said, fall on the biblical holidays as well. And then on top of that, to have significant events prophetically happen with Israel, I think we need to pay attention.
I agree with you, and I really do fear for Israel. With all those missiles pointed at it, never before. I mean, we're talking almost 200,000 missiles pointed at Israel today. I mean, there's no way Israel could survive an attack of that magnitude. And yet, of course, all of these things are simply focusing towards a major event occurring. Certainly, there's tremendous unrest in Syria. And here in Syria, your government, our government, is financing the radical Islamists who are killing the Christians. We're financing the people killing the Christians. Does anybody care? We're financing the people who's raping the Christian women and burning the Christian towns. But does anybody care? Our money's going into that. And then there's tremendous unrest in Turkey. There's tremendous unrest. Certainly all throughout that area. Egypt, quite unstable. That whole part of the world is unstable. And largely because of your tax money going into the revolution in Libya and in Tunisia and in Egypt and in Syria. And of course, we're actually behind the instability over there in Turkey. We're backing a man named Gulen, who lives in Pennsylvania, who's doing everything he can to overthrow the existing Turkish government and replace it with one of this radical Islamist. But we're financing this radical form of Islam all throughout that world, creating the best enemy that money can buy. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. And certainly Mark is simply pointing out that everything points to the fact that we're heading towards some very, very serious times in the world because of the blood moons. But I think he shares my concern, and the concern of people who are looking at what's going on in the Middle East, that something big is about to happen there. and Israel is in really terrible danger. So pick up the thought there, Mark.
Sure. I really think, as you're saying, that a lot of people are asleep spiritually, and God is trying to wake us up. He says in the Bible that he's going to make Jerusalem a cup of trembling for all nations. I mean, here Israel is the size of a postage stamp, you know, and yet they seem to be blamed for all the problems in the Middle East. Even when Muslims fight Muslims, it's because of Israel. And so, as you're saying, America has to be very careful, because it says in Joel, God is going to judge every nation that tries to divide the nation of Israel and the city of Jerusalem. And we seem to be at the forefront trying to push for this. And so, you know, I think that our government needs to wake up spiritually as well.
Well, my concern is that our government has been taken over by very, very wicked people.
Yes.
They have an agenda, and they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government. We have the NIARDA agents planted all throughout the world, overthrowing the legitimate government. And you see what's going on in the Ukraine there. This is all financed through your government. And why are we interested in Ukraine and destabilizing Ukraine? And yet they're doing the same thing in Kazakhstan, all over the world. And the average American just wants to lead a good life and just be left alone. Unfortunately, the people who are running the world are not going to leave us alone. They're going to continue of using our financial and military power to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and to destroy Christianity. That is the major thrust of our government today. That's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. And that is why, Sydney, we are financing this radical Islamic movement, and God is going to bring his judgment on that. Well, for my country. When I reflect that God is just, his justice won't sleep forever. Our number is 877-254-7524. Give us a call.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
During the winter, let's all keep an extra special eye out for our senior citizens. Check on them on a regular basis, especially when the weather is cold. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position, and wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners, for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, wishing everyone a great and safe new year.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Mark Bilt, and our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524 if you have a question or comment on this subject. But, of course, I think Mark has written and talking about something that has tremendous spiritual significance in God's plan. Not necessarily in man's plan. Man looks at things objectively, but of course God looked at it from an entirely different point of view. And certainly these times of the blood moons were laid out from the beginning of time, that they would occur, and of course they're occurring on Jewish high holidays. The chances, if you're talking certainly one and a half blood moons every year, something like that, or a blood moon every year and a half. But basically the fact that they're occurring on Jewish holidays, four of them together, very closely together, really gives this tremendous, tremendous significance, which makes me agree that we are living in truly prophetic times. So you pick up the story there, Mark.
Sure. One of the things that I think is so important, and as you bring out, is the spiritual aspect of this. In the last segment, we were talking about a one-world government. Well, there's also a one-world church coming as well we need to be aware of. And what I like to do is go into the story of the book of Ruth, because Ruth, her name in Hebrew means friend. And what did she do? She befriended the Jew, Israel, worked the harvest from the barley harvest to the wheat harvest, which is Passover to Shavuot, and then ended up bringing forth the Messiah through King David. Well, Orpah's name means to turn your back on. And what does it say? Orpah turned her back on the Jew and went back and worshipped her pagan gods. So I think Ruth and Orpah represent the non-Jews grafted into Israel. And the big battle in the last days in the church will be the battle between those who support Israel, work the harvest, and bring in the Messiah, and those that turn their back on Israel and form the one world church.
Amen. Well, we have a caller. Who's calling in?
My name is Dan, and I just picked you up as I was driving. I pulled over. I'd like a phone number of your guest so I can buy his video and his book.
Well, they won't be available for a couple of weeks, but, Mark, what would you like to put out?
Well, sure. Right. Our office phone number is 253-862-8010. And now, they can be pre-ordered right now on Amazon.com. So you
okay.
can pre-order them now on Amazon.com. But in a couple of weeks, you'll be able to call our office, 253-862-8010. And get them directly from us. We do have the calendar available now, though.
Okay. In order to order, I'm going to need the name. So what is the name of the
video? El Shaddai Ministries. The name of the book and the DVD is just called Blood Moons.
Blooded Moons?
Blood Moons.
Just Blood Moon.
And the book again, the name?
As Blood Moons. Both, yeah, the book and the DVD are both called the same name, Blood
They're
Moon.
Both Blood Moons. Okay. Thank you so much, and I really appreciate the work you're doing, and it's very, very interesting. I've just pulled over to try to do this, and I got to get back on the road. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, fine. Well, we'll hope that you're able to move a number of the books and get the information out, because I think it's so vitally important. At this point in history, the people know that something big is afoot. I mean, the fact that Israel was reconstituted as a nation in 1948, we sort of take for granted, and yet that was truly a miraculous occurrence. But it was for a purpose. The Jews are in Israel carrying out God's plan. I really worry about the Jews. I think there could be some terrible times. I think that God is initially going to protect them, although down the line, I think there's going to be terrible devastation. But some of them will survive the difficult times that lie ahead. And God is actually bringing Jews back to the Holy Land. You probably heard me say it before, but we have a very good friend. His name is Ari Goldberg. He's a cousin. He's had a very, very good job here in the United States. Picked up and moved to Israel with his family. And when Ari asked him why, well, he didn't know why. He just felt he was supposed to be there. And, Sydney, as you know, we have a correspondent over there keeping us abreast, Cheryl Hancock. She's with us on a regular basis every month, keeping us abreast of what's going on. And people are still moving from all over the world to Israel. Why would anybody in their right mind move from a place that seems to be relatively safe to an area that's on the verge of war? Well, because they're not necessarily in their right mind. They're being motivated to move back to Israel because this is part of God's plan. Any thoughts on that at all, Mark?
Yes, I think that is so incredible. I think it is just God moving inside of people, just like whales know when to migrate, birds know when to migrate. God's people, I think the ones that truly love God, God is just going to speak to their hearts, and they need to migrate. It says in Jeremiah, God says, the stork, you know, the birds know their appointed times. They know when they're supposed to be, where they're supposed to be. But he said, my people don't know their appointed times. But God wants his people to wake up. And I think it's a spiritual, supernatural thing that he's stirring within people that they need to go back home. God wants all the Jews to be there in Israel. It says in Deuteronomy 16:16, he wanted all the Jews there for Passover. He wanted all the Jews there for Pentecost or Shavuot. And he wants all the Jews there for the Feast of Tabernacles. And I believe that's because he wanted them all to be there when the supernatural spiritual things occurred, such as the Lord dying, the Spirit being poured out, and his return.
And I think they were moving rapidly towards another supernatural event that's going to be occurring in Israel. I really worry very much, but there is no way that Israel can survive 200,000 missiles without God's supernatural intervention.
Yeah.
And I really think that we're going to see that. Fascinating times, ladies and gentlemen. Fascinating times to know the Lord. For the people that don't know the Lord, as things begin falling apart, here in the United States and over in Israel, it's got a lot of people going to be frightened to death. They're not going to understand it, but those of us who do know the Lord know that his hand is in charge. The blood moons, I believe, are one of his signs. I want to thank you very much, Mark, for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
For all you're doing. God bless. We'll talk to you later. When the book comes out, be sure to get in touch with me, and we'll get you on again.
All righty. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just.
Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Dr. Stan, this is the time when I have to remind our listeners out across Colorado and Wyoming and those listening on the Internet that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. As you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day, 5 days a week. I'll be 85 this coming, Monday is my birthday, my 85th birthday. I do this without compensation, and my wife works right beside me without compensation, because we want to reach people and make them understand we're living in prophetic times, and there are going to be some very difficult times coming up, and you're going to need to know the Lord. If you don't, you better start giving it serious consideration. Now, how will we survive? Whether it's going to be certainly an EMP attack, a nuclear attack, a financial collapse, certainly a terrorist attack. Why, I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know that you can see the chaotic situation that existed in places like Atlanta when they simply shut down the country, the city for a couple of days because of the ice storm, the snowstorm. Imagine what would happen if electricity went out in Atlanta for 6 months or a year, and there was no electricity, and there was nothing in the stores. And imagine what's going to happen in this country. Prepare for this as a possibility. How it's going to come down, I don't know, but I do believe in all my heart that God is going to bring his judgment on this nation in one way or another. Will it survive? Well, we ask you to pray for America on a daily basis. We ask you to ask God at least to maintain the Christian population. And if there's some way that we could bring mass revival to the United States, I think God would protect this country. But I don't see the mass revival coming down because, of course, they've infiltrated our churches. They've infiltrated the seminaries, and the ministers are not talking about how you correlate what's going on politically and certainly from a biblical point of view. And basically, you need to be able to correlate prophecy and politics. And at that point, you can begin to see the unfolding of what's going on in God's hand and everything that is taking place. And so basically, we hope many of you out there would want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. I just got something for WorldNet Daily today. And they're featuring certainly discussions of what's going on. A DVD called A Pale Horse. We do carry that DVD. But then they're featuring books, and the first book they feature is my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. So if you haven't read my book, you need to get it. Brotherhood of Darkness will take you into the spiritual forces working behind the scenes today that dominate both political parties and make mockery out of our elections. You go to the poll every 4 years to vote for the president of their choice. They control the presidency, and they control our legislature, and they control our military, and they control the banking situation, and they control the corporations, they control the media, they control education, and they have their people planted in the great tax-exempt foundations. And these things are not happening by accident. A small group, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, working in concert, and of course the common denominator, is an intense hatred of the God of the Bible and this desire to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and a one-world religion. Because what is really motivating this is satanic forces. The prince of this world has mobilized his forces, and they're planted at the highest levels of our government today. And that's why they took God in prayer out of our schools. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need my book.